curated to encourage leaders at all levels to be their best selves and to bring a fresh, curious perspective to today's issues in business and culture. Our goal is to equip listeners with the resources to always move forward.
Welcome to the Always Forward Leadership Podcast. This is Carla Soans, and Happy New Year, Ron.
Happy New Year to you, Carla Soans, now mother of four.
Yes, mother of four, survived the holidays.
The girls are great. And what did we name them?
Jordan and Juliana.
In that order?
Yes.
All right, so Jordan will be the oldest one.
Jordan is the oldest. Well, Thomas is the oldest, but Jordan is the oldest of the twins. So two boys and two girls. We are officially on a sleepless new adventure.
Yeah.
So teenagers and babies. You know, why not? Why not do both of those at the same time, right?
That's it.
See if test yourself. So today on the podcast, Ron, we're going to kick off the new year talking about appreciation. And this is something that we've talked about on the podcast before, but we're going to talk about it in terms of writing thank you notes today, which I know you could talk forever about because it's something you really believe in. And I will never forget when I first started at Southwest Michigan First, just the overwhelming number of times that people said, like, did you write a thank you note? Did you put reminders on your calendars to write thank you notes? Like, did you handwrite a thank you note? And that was immediately one thing that it wasn't necessarily that it wasn't something I wouldn't do by myself. But the fact that organizationally, right at the beginning of your time here, it was reinforced by multiple people that we are a culture that will write thank you notes and will sincerely appreciate people when the appreciation is due really stood out to me. And so talk a little bit about how you got to this point and why that is so important to you.
You know, I'm not exactly sure when it all started, but it was clearly a mental health thing for me that I was like 19, maybe I was 20. And, you know, I'd be in a funk and trying to figure things out. And, you know, I had a lot going on in my life. And I would then think about the people who had helped me. And it probably goes back. I've told the story before of the can of mandarin oranges. You know, we got this time of year, a lot of people experience that in their lives of, you know, that box of food that shows up from a church you don't attend to say, hey, we're thinking about you. And can of mandarin oranges that was in there became the symbol of my life. And it was always around to remind me that people cared about me. And I keep a can of mandarin oranges in my desk today, as I have my entire life since I was at least 7. I've owned a can of mandarin oranges that I've kept with me. And it was that level of appreciation of people. But once I began to write notes to people, I realized it made me feel better about things and gave me amazing clarity. And so I do it as much selfishly today because I want to feel great. And I know it brings joy. And it doesn't have to just be a note. You and I sent flowers to a friend, 2 months ago, who she in another state announced a huge deal for her community. And we sent her flowers saying, hey, congratulations. We appreciate you. And we know how hard a work that was. Nobody else sent her flowers, not her board, not her husband, not anybody. But our culture is to love people. And appreciation notes is a big part of that.
And I know for you, you tend to end the year with kind of a reflection time of the previous year. So as you went through that this year, how does that help you set the tone for 2019?
So for me, I now do it twice a year because the list got so long. I reflect back on my calendar. So I go through my calendar day by day of the past year or 6 months. And I look at the decisions I made and the actions that I took. And then I thought, how did I know how to do that? Where did I learn that behavior from? Who modeled that for me? Who taught me that? And I write down a note to myself. This person taught me that. And a lot of times it's a lesson that'll come to my head that I learned that 25, 30, 40 years ago, that somebody taught me that lesson. And I track down that person if I don't still have access to them. You know, social media is a great thing. And I sent him a note and I say specifically, I made a decision this year around this topic and I learned that from you in this way. And I want to say thank you for that. And it gives me both a reflection on my past year, the things that went really good. It gives me an appreciation for that. It sets me up to have a great year because I know, frankly, I have it in me. I've been taught the lessons and I have the capacity to learn the lessons to handle just about anything that's going to come at me. And to know that, it becomes my armor, if you will. And I want to polish my armor. And those thank you notes are a way to do that. But you know, you don't have to wait till the end of the year. We do it every Friday. Every Friday as a team, we write catellations. We've talked about it on this podcast, but they're love notes to each other. And they're saying, you know, I got one a couple of weeks ago. I get lots of them, but one a couple of weeks ago stood out that said, hey, I want to thank you. My girl's birthday was this past week. And in my 15 years in work, never has my work family ever sent my daughters or my children a birthday card. And in our case, we put in a small gift card or do a gift for the child. You know, we do that for two reasons. One, we do it because we like to celebrate things. But the other one is we want families to know that they're part of our family. It's just an extension of one big family. And you send family members birthday cards and you wish them well. But we also want them to know how much we appreciate, in this case, their mom and the sacrifices we know families make for organizations. And so it's just an extension of who we are, but it's a two-way street. It's not a one-way thing.
So we're going to put you on the spot a little bit today, Ron, and you just went through the kind of the reflection process for the second half of this year. And I know it was a big year. 2018 was a big year for you. That kind of is teeing up 2019 to hopefully be an even better year for you as you launch a new book coming up. But give us a couple of examples of the thank you notes or the things that when you reflected on this last year really stood out to you, and who or what did you have to be thankful for this year?
Oh, there's a bunch. I had a great year of people pouring into me and lessons learned. I was able to use lessons. So, you know, I have a new book coming out in May 21st. You know, Uniquely You comes out.
You can pre-buy it now.
You can pre-buy that on Amazon or wherever books are sold.
Right.
Yeah. But each year I make a commitment to myself. I'm going to do something that's hard and lonely. Means I'm not going to assign it to team members. I'm not going to outsource it. I'm going to do the work. And it's just every year, that's my practice. And so this year the book was My Heart and Lonely. But I got to the end and it was clear I could not do it alone. I couldn't edit myself. I don't have a lot of skills. It's probably my dyslexia kicking in, not to be excused, but there are certain things I just don't see. And so I needed somebody to see. And so Faye absolutely stepped up. Faye is my, and I don't know what her title is. It's one of those things. I could say my assistant and people go, oh, yeah, okay. But it's like my co-leader. So we serve on the same team together. But without Faye, I would not have finished. It's just I was at a point that I could not see what was there. And I needed somebody to step up and help me on that organization. So I'm so grateful to her. You know, there's other people, you're one of those that I'm so grateful for, that reminded me what it means to be a committed leader. So, you know, this year you went through marriage, birth of the babies. While we're talking, you're on maternity leave and popping in to do these things. And so, you know, I'm grateful for that example that reminds me of what amazing women look like. It's probably politically correct. I'm supposed to say amazing people, but it's one of those things that I'm not sure most men could handle everything. I think that's why God has women have babies, because I don't think men are psychologically built for that much stress. So I'm grateful for that. You know, I'm also grateful. There are a lot of people on my book writing journey that I have written and I'm still writing notes to, who gave me coaching, who introduced me to people, who wrote, I think we now have 50 or 60 blurbs, positive things about the book when they pre-read for me. that was really an amazing journey of love and support, you know, but there's a lot of people from the past. I got a letter a couple of years ago, and I'm not sure we've shared it on the podcast before, from a man who's now a minister of a church in Kansas City. And he sent me this letter that said, hey, if you're this Ron Kitchens, this letter's for you. And it was a Facebook message, whatever they call it. And, you know, as you know, I started out my career in the convenience store business, owned convenience stores. And my very first one, the Gas Shack, I told me, don't laugh at the Gas Shack. Gas Shack was rocking.
Love the name.
Where our motto was pumping to please.
Perfect. Yeah. Love it even more. It,
besides, a 20-year-old boy would come up with that as the motto. But yeah.
Your creativity started at a very early age.
But this guy played in a band that I was friends with the guys in the band. But it was time for him to get out of the band and go back home to Kansas City. I had no money. And he said, you know, you gave me a tank of gas and a bag full of road trip snacks. And you changed my life. And I want to say thank you for that. And I look at that letter every year and remind myself that there are people. And I didn't remember, by the way, doing that. I remember him. I just don't remember doing that. And there are people who did things in my life that don't remember it, who lifted me up. And I have a personal obligation to myself to thank them for those and to remind them in specifics how they lifted me up and how important it was in my life.
Yeah, I think that's so important because that's so true. Like there are people who have made a huge impact in your life that they wouldn't even remember because it's, you know, pumping to please. It's just a tank of gas. You know, for you, that was nothing. But for him, that was something huge. And there's so many people that you cross paths with that you have that tipping point with or that they have it with you. And so kind of having that relationship where you can send those appreciation notes and also hopefully people are receiving some occasionally from other people to thank them for things that are monumental in their life and moments where they're truly appreciative of something that has been done for them. That's great.
And Faye got to kind of see this in action. Faye is also the producer of the show. Those haven't figured it out. But Faye, I used to work in my younger days for a U.S. Senator, a guy named Jack Danforth. And Senator Danforth, I needed permission from him to tell a story in the new book, available on Amazon and wherever books are sold. And so, you know, the senator's 80 years old and was both the United States Senator's U.S. Ambassador to the U.N., he was a special envoy for both Presidents Bush and Clinton. Is an amazing, incredible man. And, you know, I was a staff kid. And so I sent a note. In the note, kind of reminded him who I was and told him the incident that changed my life that we're talking about in the book. And he sent back, well, Ron, of course I remember you. And he talked about how he remembered me and how important I was, you know, in his life. And then said, I don't remember the incident, but you have my permission to tell that story because clearly it was meaningful to you. That is the exact thing we all have to be conscious of. What are the incidents in our lives where somebody changed our life and they're not going to remember? Go ahead and say thanks. Tell them you love them.
Well, we hope that everyone had a very happy new year and we're excited to launch into 2019 with more podcasts coming your way, with a book coming your way on May 21st. Anything else for the listening audience, Ron?
Just, hey, help me figure out what Faye's title should be. So administrative assistant does not cover it. Executive assistant doesn't cover it. You know, guru of cool is kind of close, but
master of all things is kind of sort of close.
What's an incredible title out there for somebody who is so integral to point leadership and is part of that, but is in that kind of support role? I'd love to hear back from listeners. And if we get a really good one, we'll give you credit for it. If it's lousy, we'll just laugh at it in the office. No, we'd love to hear from you. Ron at ronkitchens.com. Love to hear your suggestions.
All right, Ron. Well, I'll talk to you next week.
See you next week.
Thanks for joining us. We hope today's conversation inspired you to keep moving forward on your leadership journey. To connect with Ron, you can tweet him at Ron Kitchens or send him a message via ronkitchens.com. If you are listening via iTunes, please leave a review. It really helps us connect to you, grow our impact, and keep moving always forward.